Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title real quick.
Eric Lilly, Executive Director and CEO of The Musicianship.
Yes, and The Musicianship is, of course, is the nonprofit that puts on the Whammy Awards every year. I guess what year are we in now, and how much sort of has it grown over the years?
We purchased the Whammy Awards in 2019 from the organization WAMA, which is the Washington Area Music Association. So for us, this is our second year back in person. Last year, as I came on board, was our first year back, and that was the 34th annual Whammy Awards. So this year, we're proud to be producing the 35th annual Whammy Music Awards, also known this year as the Hitmakers Ball, where music, fashion, and culture in the DMV come together. So happy to move it forward and looking forward to the event, which is coming up Saturday, April
Yeah,
1st.
so tell me about the event Saturday. Where's it going to be held? Try to paint me like a visual picture for the radio of, if
Yeah, I'll paint you a
people come
visual.
to the event, what are they going to see when they come in?
Yeah, I'll paint a visual, and I'm always gonna have to paint you a musical picture as well.
Oh, of
But
course.
so it's at Capitol Turnaround, which is on 700 M Street Southeast. This is the second time getting back in this venue, coming out of the pandemic. We were there last year, and we had a really, really great experience. So we're happy to be back this year. This year, the difference from last year, I think this year the whole production values of the event is amplified. So looking forward to a greatly and highly produced show. The process this year, we had over 1,000 nominations and 20,000 over 20,000 music fans throughout the DMV voted for the winners. And what we'll be featuring during the show is about 21 music categories, which is 15 music genre related categories. And then we have five honorees that we're honoring this year for their community service work supporting the creative ecosystem, the music ecosystem in the DMV. We're actually sold out. We've been sold out for about a month and a half this year. So we're looking at about 1,000 people. The format has changed. This year we're having a both VIP and general reception, and that's pre-show, which starts at 5. The actual award show, which is hosted by WSA9 this year, both Allison Seymour and Darren Hayes, they will be hosting this year on behalf of WSA. So the actual award show starts at 7, ends at 9:30, and there is an after party that starts at 10. So one of the things that we're doing, we're trying to keep everybody in the house in the music for about 4 hours. We're really looking forward to it. We got some amazing sponsors, Spotify, Amazon, of course, WSA9 is our media sponsor, Tito's Vodka, Care First. So we really got a lot of corporate support in underwriting it, as long as, as well as with our local community partners, Strathmore, Washington Performing Arts, just to name a few, Levine School of Music. So yeah, we're really, really excited this year.
Ooh. Now, just to clarify, is it airing like live on WSA Channel
No,
9? Or
no,
oh,
no.
they're just
There's
like
no,
hosting it. Okay.
yeah, they're just hosting it. That means
Gotcha.
basically we've gotten a lot of media support from them if on broadcast television, which a lot of nonprofits, we can't afford to pay for that kind of media
Sure.
exposure. But WSA was very gracious this year, and they became our official media partner for the year. So they'll be supporting the musicianship not only at the Whammies but also at the DC Funk Parade and a lot of the other things that we do throughout the year. So yeah, man, we're just glad to bring it all together and celebrate some great music, which is, the DMV. We're honoring people like Sugar Bear, Gregory Elliott, as we all, some of us know him, but Sugar Bear, he'll be receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Mumu Fresh will be honoring her with the Hitmakers Award. Turk Stevens, who's a local, really successful entrepreneur in the film. In the film and television business, but formerly a one of the founders and rappers in the group Whistle, which started out of Howard University, years ago in the early days of hip hop. Leslie Frazier, I mean Leslie Schaefer. We're just really looking forward to just honoring them and recognizing and celebrating the music scene,
So
that is
in
so
addition to
important.
those sort of like life achievement awards, Sugar Bear and Mumu Fresh, et cetera, talk about the actual music categories too. Like, I know it's every year I want to highlight a couple, but I know it's always like unfair to single people out. And there's so many categories, it would almost be impossible for me to say, hey, cherry pick a couple and couple names.
Yeah. To be totally unbiased, we're having different genres. We're celebrating different genres. One of the things that we're going to do this year is the Washington Youth Choir is going to be performing. So we're introducing, some younger emerging artists, into the program. We have performances by Three X's to Memphis, which is this great country music group, Pedro Sombra, which, everybody knows, is a Latino rock group. We're going to do a 50th anniversary tribute to hip hop. As you know, 2023 is the 50th anniversary of hip hop all across the country, and different live performance events are honoring hip hop legends, from around the country.
Oh, Grammys tribute was amazing.
Yeah. The Grammys, a la the Grammys tribute. So we're doing something very, very similar in a kind of a pass the mic format with some narrative. And we have a lot of Nonchalant, among others, who will be passing the mic, celebrating hip hop, not only here locally, but, the national scene. People like Chubb Rock will be, presenting one of the awards. So it's going to be a real great mashup of different types of music we're doing. There's a performance that's going to happen that is opera meets trap music with a great eclectic mashup of two genres of music. So what you're going to get, I think, is the best. I think we're having 20 awards doing actually a live show. And then we will be giving out 51 total awards representing a lot of genres. But in the actual live show, we're going to give away 20 awards, which is about 15 awards for music. And, five honoree awards. So we're really just excited and hyped. And we got a lot of great participation and support from the audience. Again, we were sold out a month and a half ago. So I think people are ready to come out and celebrate fashion, celebrate music, celebrate culture, and just celebrate humanity in the DMV and what music means to the, national capital, region.
So you've said, in addition to the live performances, which is like one of the cool reasons for people to come out to this, but you said how many categories? 15?
Yeah, we are throughout the 2.5 hours, we're giving you, there's 20 awards, and that's about 15 different music awards for various genres, as well as 5 honoree awards. And these are awards that have been, kind of like appointed awards, as I mentioned, Sugar Bear, Moo Moo Fresh, Turk Stevens. We're giving away a music educator award, which is based on our mission, which is to use the transformative powers of music, to change lives. We would be remiss if we didn't honor, music educators, right? Those people who teach music in our public schools. So one of the new award categories we are adding this year is the Music Educator of the Year, which is brought to us by, DC Public Schools. So 15 music awards, 5 honoree inductee awards. But throughout the whole course of the Whammies this year, we are giving away 51 awards. So those will all be announced during the day. So there's 30 plus additional awards that will be, given out throughout the course of the day before the show. Very similar to the Grammys, in other words.
Right. There's the other show, non-televised categories.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, well, just for my purposes, rattle off. You don't have to say, the names of the bands because we can't spoil it, I guess. But like, what genres are the 15 that will be awarded?
All right, I'll do the best I can, Jason. I can't.
If you don't get them all, it's okay.
Yeah, look, okay. It's everything from best music video, best folk and Americana, best jazz artist, best gospel artist, best techno song. Best, obviously pop, rock, gospel, R&B, jazz, hip hop, folk, Americano, techno. Those are your country. And those are some primary music categories. And from those categories, you have subsets. There's a hip hop category as well as a rap song category.
Right.
So again, we're really, really just trying to get a flavor. And again, I named some of the performers, Three X's to Memphis, Pero Sombra, Marc Touré. EU will be our feature performance, okay? To no surprise, right? Mumu Fresh will be performing. So we really do have, we're doing one of the things that we would be remiss if we didn't do, since COVID, society itself has been, feeling the residuals of loved ones that have been lost during COVID. And very similar, we've lost people in the music space here in the DMV, since the COVID, since the pandemic. So one of the things that we're taking time to do is honor and recognize some of those people and friends and colleagues that we've lost, over the last 2 years. That tribute is going to be done, through an operatic performance by two young musicians, an opera singer and a harpist that we were looking forward to. So we're doing a little bit of, music theater, music, great live performances, just symbolic to setting a tone and celebrating, music throughout the DMV.
Very cool. If our listeners want to hear some of the artists that are nominated, some of the finalists that could maybe win here, don't you have a Spotify playlist on the website?
Yeah, there's a Spotify playlist on the website. You can go to whammiesdc.org, and that playlist can be heard on that platform. And we're probably going to be doing a lot of cool stuff right after the show and throughout the night. So just stay tuned on whammiesdc, .org to kind of get last minute updates. We're about 72, what do they call it, 72 to 120 hours away. I also mentioned that, Whammy Week has started this week. And last night we had an urban music panel hosted by Bo Prince at Hard Rock Cafe, which was well attended. Tonight we'll be at Arctic House, which is a great, digital museum. And we are doing what we call the Whammies Meet and Greet, where we will have all the Whammy winners and celebrate them, with a bond at the Arctic House. And then we're also, tomorrow we'll be at the Eaton, where we're having a music panel hosted by Eric Campbell called Control Camp. And that's all about synchronized music. How do you write music for TV and film? And Eric does a great job with some of his colleagues that serve as panelists. And then obviously on Saturday, we have the Whammy Music Awards itself. And on Sunday, we have a documentary about Black Fire Records, one of the first African-American owned record labels in DC. And that's at the Miracle Theater. So Whammy Awards, while it culminates with the Whammy Awards on Saturday, there's a lot of events on the front end and back end.
Okay, awesome. There's a whole sort of week of it.
And
really quick, just to clarify, I'm sure our listeners will be curious, like how are the, nominees chosen? Like, is it a public, vote, or is there like a board, or
we've made some tweaks this year. I mean, there's basically three voting components. Basically, the general public, music fans nominate all the nominees. So this year there were over 1,000 nominees. Okay. Once those nominees are in the system or entered, then through a matrix as well as other things, those nominees are narrowed down to a group of about a significant group to get down to about 324, what we call finalists. But a lot of those are chosen by a group of music influencers, which consist of a number of people from the industry, whether it be music managers, venue owners, promoters, people who are involved in the professional music space throughout the DMV. And then another group that we added this year is music writers, those people who write for publications and media outlets about the DC and DMV music scenes. So those are the three components. So you have the public on the front end, and it's narrowed down by music influencers, and ultimately the music influencers and the media judges determine the top seven, for lack of a better word, top seven finalists in the 51 categories. Okay. So if you take the top seven plus, times the 51, you have about 324 different finalists. And of the day of the show, we announced the top three in each category plus the winner, of which one would be the ultimate winner. So it's a pretty comprehensive process that we use to try to make it, let the people speak, for lack of a better word,
Right. Right.
and make sure that we have everyone who's in the music space, we have everyone's voices. We will continue to improve this process and make it more turnkey as we do future Whammy Awards, but that's the basic platform with those three components: industry professionals, industry writers, and content contributors. And you can't do something like the Whammys without the fans. So we had over 20,000 votes this year from the fans alone. So it was pretty amazing.
All right. Thank you, sir. We really, really appreciate it.
All right. Okay. You enjoy your day.
All
Okay.
right. Thanks. Bye.